This is Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. I'm speaking with sculptor Christian Burchard. A show of his work is opening at the Telluride Gallery of Fine Art, his inaugural show at the gallery, I might add. And that is opening coincident with the first Thursday Art Walk, that is next Thursday, February 7th. Christian, thanks for taking time from preparing for the show to talk with me.
Yeah. Well, good morning.
Good morning. So, take us back to a bit to review your history, starting when you were a boy in Germany. How is it and why is it you decided to ultimately settle in the United States, and why specifically Southern Oregon?
Well, it was a bit of a surprise to my family when I first actually started wanting to do furniture. I had traveled through Australia, from Australia overland back to Germany with a friend, and we decided we wanted to really learn a craft. We wanted to learn something that one could do anywhere in the world. And so we did both. I was kicked out of my family by my father for that, because that was kind of not acceptable. And I stuck with it, and after my apprenticeship and living in Austria for a while, I had the opportunity to come to Colorado, and I think already from my bus trip from New York to Denver, I decided I don't think I'm really going back. There is so much more space here, and loved the country, and then went to art school for a couple of years, lived in Colorado for a while, then went to the museum school in Boston, Emily Carr College of Art and Design in Vancouver, Canada. And then my wife's parents had bought some land here in Ashland, and we came down and actually helped them build the house, their house. And after living here for a while, it was like, this is the perfect place. And so I've been here for over 30 years on the outskirts of town, or at times we lived up in the mountains, a little closer to town. And it's my favorite place in the world. So this.
Having been there, I understand exactly why. So, then what you initially were all about making furniture, and then you segued into pretty much exclusively fine art, the current work. What triggered the transition?
Well, it's always been a back and forth. I mean, I came with my experience of making furniture. I was in a very traditional apprenticeship in Germany. And then when I came here, I was like, not so sure. I liked really the idea of furniture and was really pushed, like, you know, you got to learn something else. So I went to art school and studied sculpture. And that's when I also started turning, wood turning. And also focused a lot of drawing. I really tried a lot, ceramics, tried a lot of different things. So when we came here, once we were finished with my in-law's house, it's like, so how do we make a living? And my wife was a potter. And I set up shop and started to make furniture. It was like, well, you know, I have these skills. I can go back there. And I also did interiors. I did some timber framing. I did a lot of finished carpentry, whatever, you know, work I could get. And then I'm kind of self-taught on the turning, and I started to learn all the basic turning skills and started teaching after a while and moved a little bit away from furniture. It's wonderful in the turning. You can make an object fairly fast compared to making furniture. There's immediate satisfaction. So, and furniture is a long process. So I did those together for quite a while, and I would, you know, do more turning, and then brought sculpture back into that. Did much more sculptural objects that were partially turned, using, you know, a lot of different skills. And then actually what happened, I had a furniture commission that went sour. And realized I really wanted to focus primarily on the turning. Also with the turning, I would also use, much more immediate, the wood directly from a tree. I mean, I could go down, get a tree that came down in a storm, buy a tree that somebody is taking down, put it on the lathe and work with it. For furniture, the wood would have to be dried. And then there was the long process of making it, which also requires a lot of, let's call them noisy tools, a lot of dust. And I came to the point that my favorite part was designing with a customer, figuring really out how the piece would look, and then I had to make it. And my career in turning really took off at that point, and I focused more, and I've made a couple of pieces of furniture for myself since then. But I do like working with green wood, and I like the immediacy, so I'm sticking with that.
Wonderful. Did the shapes tend to come to you, or does a specific piece of wood dictate the ultimate shape?
Well, when I did furniture, actually, a shape of the wood, because I'm used to mill my own wood from a tree, would often dictate the furniture. Now I'm using pretty much exclusively, you know, Pacific Madrone root and burl, which is a wood that is very, you know, I get it green. I keep it green till I work. And the shapes do come more, I decide by the structure of the material. So because if I have a piece of wood that's like 2,000 to 3,000 pounds, which with one of these burls are up to 6,000 pounds, you know, you can't really deal with that shape. You'd have to cut it up. And then I look at the grain and select pieces for certain objects that way, because I work with the, you know, with the shrinking and the drying that help the final form. So it's a pretty complicated process. But, depending on what I do, whether it's a sculptural object or a turned object, I will, you know, select the different parts that work in kind of different ways. But often there's leftover pieces, and there definitely the shape will, you know, bring up an idea. It's like, look, I can do that with that and that, and you go from there, because you know, this wood is not cheap, and I really try to use all of it.
You know, I'm sorry, I was stepping on your sentence, but I was going to jump in to say, all those who are listening, that you plan to discuss this process in greater depth at the lecture the following day, the lecture that follows the opening, actually, I should say, at the AHA School for the Arts, which takes place on Friday, February 8th. I think there's a promise you'll talk about process in depth. So
Yes, I will. I will show work. I will talk a little bit about process and my ideas behind it, because I work a little differently. I work with somewhat unstable woods, and so that really affects the creative process.
Wonderful. How did your relationship with the Telluride Gallery of Fine Art come about? I know the director, Bärbel, and is a fellow German, but I wasn't sure if that was the link. And secondly, are you excited about this relationship and your first one-man show there?
Oh, very much. I very much enjoy my relationship with Bärbel. I've very much been enjoying this gallery relationship. It's very straightforward. I think the owner, Will, saw my work at the Smithsonian Craft Show in D.C., and that's how the relationship started. And I have to say, I feel much more comfortable as a sculptor in wood instead of, you know, a lot of wood-focused galleries to be in to have a show at an art gallery that really works together with painting and other sculpture. So.
Wonderful. This has been Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. I'm having a second conversation with Christian Burchard. The first was face-to-face when we visited his wonderful studio and home. This one over the phone in anticipation of his upcoming inaugural show at the Telluride Gallery of Fine Art. That's his first one-man show there, and it opens on February 7th. A lecture follows at the AHA School on February 8th. That's Friday. Christian, thanks for taking the time from prep to talk with me.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.